You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Jonan, right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports, too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. I can't believe that we only have one more episode left until the end of the year. I can't believe another year just went by like so fast, and I feel like I say this every single year, but especially for this past year, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like for me it was a very eventful year, like career wise, personal life wise, growth wise, many different aspects. So it feels like a lot definitely happened, but at the same time, it feels like it kind of went by really fast. But you know, what can we do? We just have to take a step back, appreciate the journey, and, you know, prep ourselves for the year ahead and try to just be our the best version of ourselves, right? Like, what more can we do? But anyways, I was going to do a reflection next episode, which I will, but I guess this was sort of like a prelude to that. What else is happening? I feel like this is a time of year that exams are kind of like wrapping up. I think most people are probably on their winter break. Shout out to you if you are. I'm currently having to work this current week, and then next week I have off until New Year's. But in all honesty, I mean, you know, like, it's a little bit hard to be like, I'm the one who has to go into work and like do externals, all of that, when the whole university is just so deserted, you know? So yeah, it takes a little bit of extra motivation to put myself out there and actually want to go and do work, because it's just the holiday vibes don't really want you to work. Like, instead, you should just get a hot cup of hot chocolate with some marshmallows on top, maybe some whipped cream on top. Sit down, open your favorite, like, read your favorite book, just watch some nostalgic movies, whatever it is, hang out with friends and family and just enjoy yourself that way, as opposed to actually going into work. So it is what it is, I guess, just part of the adult life. But I really hope that everybody is still taking care of themselves, though, in the meantime. Segue for that. I don't know if y'all have noticed over the past 3 minutes or so, but your girl right here, you may be noticing that I sound a little bit congested compared to normal. And this is because I've been actually really sick over the past few days. I've been dealing with a really bad sore throat and sinus infection. The sore throat is starting to get a little bit better, but seems like the sinus infection is just like, woo, like doing its thing. And I don't know, it's actually a miracle that I'm actually sitting down here behind the mic speaking this clearly and loudly and not really breaking into a cough or having to like blow my nose or anything, which, I mean, actually, before I started recording, I was about to record and then I just broke into the biggest cough, like the cough of the century. So I had to stop and then re-record. But anywho, I really hope that everybody is taking measures to take care of themselves, especially if you plan to go visit like immunocompromised folks over the holidays, or if you have some elderly family members that you have to visit. Please take care of yourself physically, because you really do not want to get those folks sick. And just be vigilant of, like, you know, like, don't really go into crowded places where you suspect that people might be sick, because you're probably gonna get sick, especially if you have like, how do I call it? Like, you know that certain things are weakening your immune system. Like if you're under a lot of stress, or if you're taking a medication that's suppressing your immune system, or whatever it is, you know, just be vigilant of where you go, the sort of environments that you put yourself in, and how you could be exposing yourself to different germs, and how you can actually be passing those things on to other people. So yeah, being sick sucks. Just be careful to not catch a bug if you haven't already been sick thus far. And again, you know, there's so many different things going on. The flu is going on, COVID's going around, and just like random bugs, I guess. But just please take care of yourself. You do not want to be sick during Christmas or, you know, just the holiday season. Take care of yourself, okay? And yeah, so hopefully I don't have to pause this audio to go blow my nose, but we'll see. We'll see how I do. So with that being said, happy holidays, everybody. I really hope that this holiday season brings a lot of peace, joy, and love for everybody. You know, if you're listening to this or not, I just really wish that for everybody around me, because I feel like, you know, it's been, I feel like every year that goes by, it has its own challenges and difficulties. And for us to be making it to the end of the year, it's a huge milestone and it deserves to be celebrated. And what better way to celebrate it than to get together with our family, friends, and community and to really appreciate those little moments and be present and enjoy yourselves and give each other support and love and care, right? So I really just want to drive this message home, because you really have no idea how much it might mean to somebody for you to be there for them and just tell them, you know what, John Doe, I know you've been through a lot, but I'm here for you. And, you know, all the BS is in the past. The present is now. Let's celebrate the moment. And I appreciate you. I give you love. I give you my support. And you know, you'd be surprised how much of an impact these very simple words would make in the life of somebody who needs to hear those words. So, you know, I really hope that everybody is able to make the most out of their holiday, holiday season and the days that they have off. Do not be shy with how much love and affection you give to those people around you, because you give it out, you receive it in return, and it's just a beautiful thing. So I really hope that kind of resonated with some people. I really hope that it did. But other than that, happy holidays, everybody. I hope that you're able to take care of yourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, and please rest. Rest is important. Relax, because it's going to recharge you for the new year. Yes, that is true. Now, I did say that I was going to be doing the last episode of the year next week. However, I still have to figure out the timing for it, because I will be away on vacation with my family for a few days next week. So I'm trying to determine if I should just record on my trip, or if I should record after my trip. But time will tell. Time will tell. We'll see what happens. But anywho, oh my God. Okay, so this is a very important episode content-wise, because there's so many things that I want to talk to you guys about last week's fights, and so many things that I want to talk to you guys about this week's boxing fights. So, in case you didn't know, we have the biggest boxing card of the year upon us. And you know what? I feel like the promoters were kind of sneaky with this one, because I didn't even get to hear about this particular fight card until literally 2 weeks ago. But here it is. And sounds like it's going to be a very, very big one. And I feel like it's been a while since we've had a card like this. So whoever helped organize all of these fights, kudos to them. I should probably give shout outs to their promoters. Bob Arum, Eddie Hearn, Ed Al, basically. Et al, as we do say in science. Because there's like the biggest boxing promotions around the world have come together with their top fighters for them to put on an amazing boxing show for all of us boxing fans out here. Indeed, this fight card is called Day of Reckoning. Fight night. You can catch it on The Zone, the channel The Zone, and surprise, surprise, it's actually happening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, does that ring a bell? Yes, because the last time we had a huge boxing fight, it also happened in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou. As y'all may remember, this was also in Saudi Arabia, and it just gets you thinking, you know, what's happening. Like, I feel like there's a lot of evolution happening in the world of boxing promotion and marketing, and all, like, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that's currently happening in, like, how do I call it, like, high caliber boxing. Because, yeah, it seems like we're almost seeing a trend with where these important fights are happening and who is promoting what fight. It's almost feeling like Saudi Arabia, or Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, is becoming the new Las Vegas of boxing. Because usually with combat sports, we would have our important events in Vegas, because that's where most of the betting would be taking place. That's where a lot of the money for these odd makings would be exchanged. But now it seems like the tables have turned, and should I say, actually, well, probably no pun intended, right? Because I was gonna say the Mecca of boxing has become Saudi Arabia now. And I said that because Mecca is in Saudi Arabia, which is a place of pilgrimage for all Muslims around the world. So I don't think that's a coincidence, and it's actually cool. I'm really excited to see how this new era is going to help boxing evolve even more over the next few years, especially when we're talking about heavyweight boxing. Because in this case, again, for the Day of Reckoning fight card, we have three different heavyweight bouts that are happening, starting with the third last fight of the evening. I'm just gonna like build up to the main event, I guess. We are going to be having Dimitri Bivol fighting off against Lyndon Arthur. Now, okay, I kind of like when I said all of them were heavyweight fights. Two of them are heavyweight fights. This one that I just said, it's a light heavyweight fight. And in this case, it is going to be for the IBO and WBA light heavyweight championship belts on the line. And you might have guessed, Dimitri Bivol is the current title holder for these two titles. So he will be putting it on the line. He'll be putting those two belts on the line to be fighting off against Arthur. Good for him. Now, moving forward for the co-main event of the evening, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we're going to be having the return of the bronze bomber, Deontay Wilder, who's going to be fighting off against Joseph Parker. And goodness, goodness, Deontay Wilder, we all remember him as the former WBC heavyweight champion of the world. And here he is, you know, having been away for a good few years. He has made it back. We all remember the fights that he had against Tyson Fury since 2020. And yeah, it was kind of rough for him. But then since then, he had a comeback fight against Robert Hellenius in 2022. And now he's going to be fighting against Joseph Parker. So Joseph Parker, So Joseph Parker is also a very top-notch heavyweight fighter. And I feel like this is actually a really great matchup for Deontay Wilder, specifically because for him to have fought the creme de la creme, if you will, of boxing, being Tyson Fury, and having lost those two fights, then going back down to fighting some, you know, still good fighters, but not as high caliber of fighters, and now starting to eventually make his way up through the rankings again by fighting Joseph Parker, I feel like, you know, he's slowly getting back on his feet. That being said, is this going to be an easy fight for him? Probably not. I feel like something drastically changes within the mindset of somebody, specifically a champion, who really thinks that they're unbeatable, they're invincible, and then when the time comes that they keep they have a losing streak almost, that just crushes them mentally. And so when I say that, that's the most immediate effect of that occurrence, that defeat. However, it is most definitely up to the fighter for them to decide how they want to move forward from that situation. They could stick in that mindset and never progress any further, potentially eventually retire. Or they could get a sports psychologist, you know, make some switches in their corner and come back stronger than ever. Now, with Deontay Wilder having won that most recent fight that he had since the Tyson Fury fights, that's a good sign, in my opinion. But I feel like with every single fight that he gets to have, it's almost like extra validation of how much work he's done on himself to properly heal from those losses, actually. Because it's not easy for you to be the champion of the world, for you to be, big people would be arguing Deontay Wilder is the greatest boxer of the modern era. And, you know, for you to go from that to two consecutive losses, that's tough. That's 100% tough. But seems like Deontay Wilder is starting to get back to his feet very slowly but surely. And this fight against Joseph Parker that he's having, I think it's a great matchup for him. Not an easy matchup, but I think it's a good matchup for him. It's not like too easy of a fight for him, but also I feel like it's a good fight to be challenging him to the limit that he should be challenged in this very moment. So I'm really happy with whoever actually made these matchups happen. Like, they knew something. Who's Deontay Wilder's promoter? Oh my god, I should know this. I feel like it's Bob Arum, probably. Right? I don't know. But I think it is. But anyways, whoever his promoter is, shout out to them. Because, yeah, this sounds like they're looking out for Deontay Wilder here. And Joseph Parker, too. I feel like, he has fought against many notable fighters in the past. But for him to have fought against somebody like Deontay Wilder, like at this caliber, this big of a name, I don't think he's had that thus far. So this is a really, really interesting fight, and I'm really excited to see how things will go down in this case. And now the main event of the evening. Now, okay, I have a side comment about this particular, but I'll say it after I break it down for y'all. The main event will be for a heavyweight bout. There's no belts on the line whatsoever, but we are going to be having the former WBA, WBO, IBF, and IBO heavyweight champion of the world, Anthony Joshua, fighting off against top contender Otto Wallin. And woo, okay, this fight I'm excited for. It's almost like we're starting to notice a theme here, guys, with the heavyweight boxers that are on this card. I already talked about Deontay Wilder, but I also want to talk about Anthony Joshua because, you know, when both of these guys were at their prime, when they were still the champion, you may recall, actually, that there were many talks of these two guys facing off against one another. I think y'all will remember that. This goes back a few years ago, and I do remember there were, like, people even started making promos about the potential fight between these two guys, and it was pretty badass, I'm not gonna lie. And it was the dream match at the time, because it would have been for the undisputed heavyweight championship belt of the world, for these two guys to be eventually unifying the heavyweight titles. But then one thing led to another. Deontay lost to Tyson Fury, and then Anthony Joshua also had some slips here and there. So far he's had 3 losses on his professional career, and I feel like that kind of like took a toll on him. Kind of, he lost against Andy Ruiz, if y'all remember, and Andy Ruiz became the champion. And then he lost twice against Alexander Usyk, who is currently the IBF, IBO, WBA, and WBO heavyweight champion. But since then, he's had two losses. He also won against Robert Hellenius, who Wilder also won against, which is pretty nice, pretty dope. But, you know, again, just like how I was saying for Deontay Wilder, I feel like the promoters are also starting to make him kind of get back to his feet very gradually, very smoothly, so that eventually he can get back to the level that he was. Now, do I think it's a coincidence that we have Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder on the same card, even though they're not necessarily fighting off against each other? I don't think that's a coincidence. I feel like that's almost like a prelude and a setup for a potential fight between the two in the future. And yeah, I know, like, unless they regain their titles again, it wouldn't be to that same level of excitement, if they were to ever face off against one another. But still, you know, that's one of those matchups that we never really got to see, but we will always wonder, what would actually happen if Joshua faced off against Wilder, right? It's the same argument that MMA fans have for, why didn't we ever have Tony Ferguson fight off against Khabib Nurmagomedov when they were both at their prime? Like right now, of course, Khabib is retired since, and Tony Ferguson is on the longest losing streak in the UFC, unfortunately. But that being said, you know, like, sometimes we have these dream matchups. If we're lucky, we'll get them eventually. If not, one can only hope that they happen. But I don't know. I don't think that it's a coincidence that we have these two fighters fighting on the same fight card. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, this is going to be the main event of the evening. Now, Otto Wallin, he is... we should not underestimate this guy. The only loss that he's had has been against Tyson Fury, and since then he's won against his opponents. Now let's see, who has he won against? Travis Kaufman, Dominic Brazil. Okay, yeah, interesting. So he's had some okay fights since then. But at the same time, I feel like the fact that he has only had that one loss against Tyson Fury, people don't really tend to give him as much grief because it's Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury himself is undefeated. So for whoever who is actually lost against Tyson Fury, I don't think we should give him any grief, actually. Any grief whatsoever. So... all that being said, I feel like he is still a very scary opponent for Anthony Joshua. But I don't think Anthony Joshua should have fought an easier opponent. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that Otto Wallin will push Anthony Joshua to his limits in the best way possible, which is exactly what we would need in boxing fights these days, because I'm just so freaking tired and sick of, you know, combat sports fights, not just boxing, but like combat sports fights that fighters come in and they're just trying to be super duper cautious and like not even risk a shot and just constantly be in defense mode and not even throw any punches. Like, why are you even fighting then? Like, seriously, why are you even fighting if you don't actually take that bold step forward and just keep on coming forward and just do whatever you got to do to win the fight? That's the whole purpose of combat sports. You have to face your fears and you have to keep on coming forward. It's good to be cautious sometimes so that you don't sustain damage. Like, you want to limit that as much as possible, but at the same time, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. And I feel like for that reason, it's really important that we evaluate the quality of the matchups that we have for some of these top name fighters. And I feel like, again, going back to whoever the matchmaker was for this whole Day of Reckoning fight card, bro, shout out to them because they knew something. They knew what they were doing. I think these are amazing matchups. I'm personally so freaking excited for all of these fight cards and all of these bouts. I'm really curious to see how the overall show production is going to be on Saturday, December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve. I feel like it's just also like the timing of it all too. It's like they know people are going to be tuning in and watching that fight, right? So, oh my goodness. Okay, crap. Okay, I just noticed something because I realized that I will be working, helping a lab mate out on December 23rd. And okay, I just gotta quickly check something because I know this fight is happening in Saudi Arabia. And I think that means that the fight is happening during the day. So I'm just thinking, can I possibly watch the fights during the day without, I think I can. I think I really can, hopefully. If anything, I'll just watch it on my computer or like from the lab computer while helping my lab mate. But okay, yeah, anyway, sorry. I just had a minor freak out because I really want to be able to watch these fights because I really, really do care about what the outcome of these fights are going to be. These are arguably some of the toppest heavyweight fighters that we currently have in the heavyweight roster in boxing right now. So even if you're a casual boxing fan, you should be watching these fights. What I was trying to say before I went into the whole rant of me working on December 23rd and me determining if I should watch the fights from the lab computer, what I was trying to say was, yeah, like they kind of determined the fight date to be on a day that works best for a lot of fans living in the Western world because it's kind of like the holiday time and it's on a Saturday and you know, people have time to actually sit down and watch the fight and actually pay attention to the fight. So again, I don't know which mastermind was behind making this entire fight card. Whoever it was, shout out to them. Listen, if it was Bob Arum, Eddie Hearn, Dimitri Salita, Nisei Sarland, I don't know who it was, Frank Warren, bro, listen, whoever it was, Dana White, I don't know, probably not. Anyways, whoever it was, shout out to them. This is the best boxing card of the year. As the host of TKO, I will highly recommend everybody to be watching this fight card on Saturday, December 23rd. This fight, again, because it's happening in Saudi Arabia, y'all should really watch out for the time, the start time, because of the time zone difference. But other than that, make sure you watch the fight. It will be amazing. And I'm really curious to see what the outcome is going to be after all the fights happen. But I'm personally really excited about these fights. I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl Janon right here. And this is TKO. Happy holidays.